Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Monday morning. Local home prices jump by 21.6% with local home sale prices spiking and interest rates on the rise. The dream of owning a home in Greater Sudbury is being pushed even further out of reach. This, Sudbury Real Estate Board Chair Tanya Vandenberg said, is why the local organization has joined Ontario Realtors in advocating for various points outlined in their 2022 platform for a home for everyone. The cost of inaction is having home prices continue to be out of reach for most homeowners and people wanting to own a home, she told Sudbury.com. We don't see the demand slowing down. It might slow down a little bit with increasing interest rates, but it still remains pretty affordable to get a mortgage, so we have to increase the supply to meet that demand. Since January of this year, the average price of homes sold in Greater Sudbury has hovered around the $500,000 mark, which is 21.6% greater than it was a year ago. Read the full story. PHSD's new COVID-19 risk index puts local risk at moderate. Public Health Sudbury and Districts has launched its new online COVID-19 risk index to help area residents assess the real-time risk of COVID-19 transmission locally and make informed decisions on how to protect themselves. The COVID-19 risk index will be updated weekly and incorporates the most current and relevant data about the status of COVID-19 in our community, said Dr. Penny Sutcliffe, Medical Officer of Health for Sudbury and Districts, in a press release issued Friday. It is an easy-to-use tool to further help residents understand the overall risk of COVID-19 spread in our service area alongside their own personal risk considerations. We hope that this new tool will help residents more easily navigate living with COVID-19 and make informed decisions about COVID-safe precautions. The COVID-19 Risk Index is a visual representation of the overall risk of disease transmission in the community. The risk level is determined using 7 separate indicators related to community transmission, the impact on our healthcare system capacity, and severe health outcomes. The index has 4 risk levels: low, moderate, high, very high, and each level has corresponding recommended public health guidance for COVID-safe practices. As of Friday, June 10, the current overall risk for our service area is moderate. To determine the risk level at any one time, the current data for each indicator is compared with the levels seen at the height of the local Omicron COVID-19 variant wave in January 2022. Learn more here. Pandemic has made healthcare a challenge for LGBTQ+ community. Ontario's LGBTQ+ community was not properly cared for during the pandemic, said the Ontario Medical Association, OMA, during a Zoom news conference last week. The event was chaired by Dr. Rose Zacharias, the new president of the OMA, who said many health challenges experienced by all Ontarians were made worse by the pandemic, but especially so by those in the LGBTQ+ community. Members of this population have worse health outcomes than their heterosexual and cisgender counterparts. Factors include high rates of stress due to systemic harassment, social stigma and discrimination, and a lack of LGBTQ-specific health information, according to Rainbow Health Ontario, Zacharias said. She added that the shortcomings in healthcare could even be worse in remote parts of northern Ontario where health services can be difficult to access because of distances, and in areas already facing a shortage of doctors. Zacharias spoke with a panel of other Ontario physicians who specialize in providing care to the LGBTQ+ community and advocating for better services to those members of the population across Ontario. Learn more here. Photos. Sudbury's Relay for Life fundraiser Returns Cancer has hit Darlala Frambois and her core group of friends hard recently. In January of this year, one of her besties, Tammy Putinsky-Zandbelt, died after a lung cancer diagnosis. LaFrambois herself was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in March 2021, but is in remission after receiving treatment at the Northeast Cancer Center. So LaFrambois and her pals, along with family members, got together and attended Sudbury's Relay for Life in support of the Canadian Cancer Society June 11. Sudbury's Relay for Life was held in person Saturday for the first time since 2019 after 2 years of virtual versions of the event due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Co-directors Sonia Del Missier and Tim Whalen said around 120 people signed up for the event this year, and they were hoping to raise up to $30,000. While several participants noted to Sudbury.com that this year's Relay for Life was more sparsely attended than past events, the organizers said it was great to be able to get people back together. Full coverage here. Twin Forks Community Garden now boasts weather-hardy cherry tree. Did you know that cherry trees can grow in northern Ontario? Not all cherry trees can, but Juliet variety cherries can grow and thrive in Sudbury soil. On June 10, one of these trees was planted in the grounds of the Twin Forks Community Garden in partnership with the Sudbury Horticultural Society and support from Sudbury Shared Harvest. The Canadian Garden Council suggested planting a red plant this year as one of the activities for the Sudbury Horticultural Society. Longtime member and volunteer Laura Forshue suggested planting cherry trees. Forshue had seen success with growing cherry trees in her own garden and made the generous donation of 2 cherry trees for communities here in Sudbury. Learn more here. Canada welcomes 15 Kelvins Afghan refugees, still over 24.5K to go before 2023 deadline. It has been 2 years since Canada's government pledged to resettle 40,000 Afghan refugees, and in that time has only been able to welcome slightly over 38% of the target number of nationals into Canada. According to an announcement from Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada issued on Friday, June 10, 475 vulnerable Afghans have made it over to Canada since the government made its pledge to welcome 40,000 refugees in August 2021. Canada has a proud history of helping the world's most vulnerable. Although there remains more work to do, I applaud the many people and partners who have helped us bring more than 15,000 Afghan nationals to safety in Canada, Sean Fraser, Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship, said in a statement. We are proud of what we have accomplished so far and remain determined to do more to help Afghan refugees. The latest newcomers arrived in Toronto on Wednesday, June 8, on a charter flight with about 300 Afghan nationals on board as part of Canada's privately sponsored refugee program. Read more here. Monday weather. Monday there will be a mix of sun and cloud, with increasing cloudiness. Wind northwest 20 km per hour, becoming light late in the morning. High 23. Humidex 25. UV index 7 or high. Monday night will be clear with a low of 14 C.